Y'all, it's summer. So that means ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. And cake and salads. And oh, watermelon and so many other delicious foods associated with summer. As we live with victory in mind, it's always a beautiful thing to find and embrace the joy of the season, of the moment, even as some things remain yet unsettled. We breathe in and capture the break in the clouds. So here's to summer sunshine, those refueling stops, pockets of joy that keep us living and walking with victory in mind.
Are you concerned about your future, the state of the world, and how to best navigate the options or lack thereof that life's throwing your way? Well, welcome to Victory in Mind, the podcast that focuses on practical strategies and solutions in living out our creative potential. Together, our tribe will motivate, activate, educate, engage, challenge, and inspire us all towards our creative potential. You have a future. You have a hope. So don't give up.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Victory in Mind podcast, your guide to living each day with purpose. I'm your host, Rosheka Wamba. Guys, I can't believe June 2021 is almost done. This actually brought to mind a song my sister would sing when we were very, very young that had something to do with food. You know, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. And cake and salad and watermelon and grilled corn on the cob or maize. And so, so many other delicious foods associated with summer. And the feelings evoked by contentment, security, love, and nary a care in the world that summer usually seems to bring with it. But let's be honest. In 2020, by the time the summer months came, the world was facing the reality of the pandemic with our focus on being thankful to being alive in the midst of so much sorrow and pain, in the midst of the greater unknown. Fast forward to today, we have had so many victories. And yes, there are still challenging issues facing us as we navigate life together. And the one surety through all this is that time is continuing to march on. Here we are now. We find ourselves in the first full summer season post the global pandemic. We have all experienced some kind of restriction, easing of restriction back and forth in different phases and places around the world. Relief and gratitude are some of the emotions that come to mind when you think of how we are now able to get to go outdoors, socialize, spend time together, whether it's kids at summer camps, traveling, festivals, and the like. The feeling of summer joy is in the air. Kids are either out or almost out of school for the summer. This is one summer break where all of your stakeholders, you know, the kids, the teachers, and especially the parents, are taking a deep breath and a deep sigh of relief. And the breath kind of says, how did we survive this? And in that breath, that's the whiff of summer joy that's coming your way. And then there are the sport events or just going somewhere for an event and venues opening up to having crowds of people around, reveling in the live, tangible experience of competition and community and dancing and just having fun. It is this thankful spirit that today's podcast embraces. Thankful for the sunshine, thankful to be alive and experience things that we might have once taken for granted. Yes, there's still many hiccups along the way occurring in various pockets of our world, but God willing, we truly are moving in the right direction. Keeping all this in mind, on today's podcast, I wanted to highlight the gratitude, the joy-filled part of living with victory in mind, where we take a minute to breathe in the sounds, the flavors of life that are surrounding us, where we take a breath to refuel and reload, recharge and unpack experiences, exhale and take the time to just be. Finding pockets of joy in the simplest pleasures and treasures all around us. Thinking about this, I thought during these summer weeks to simply highlight life, the joy and inspiration that we might embrace along our journey, and they can take various shapes and forms. So, first things first. Now, y'all know most celebrations, 99.99999% of the time, revolve around food. And this month of June has provided and continues to provide plenty of excuses to celebrate food and the associated companionship and celebration of life and family it may bring for you. Here are a few food-based reasons in June to go out and be intentional with finding joy around you. For all you candy lovers out there, June is the National Candy Month. It was started by the National Confectioners Association, the holiday that purports to celebrate the value of candy added to our lives. So, enjoy little pockets of joy throughout the month or on specific days with specific treats, like June 29th, which is the National Almond Butter Crunch Day, or June 30th, which is the National Ice Cream Soda Day. June is also the National Dairy and Dairy Alternatives Month. So, whatever moo or non-moo flavor you ascribe to, just couple this with June 25th, which is National Strawberry Parfait Day, or for all you porridge lovers out there, and I know that there are people out there who love some porridge, the National Porridge Day is on June 23rd. So you have simple, intentional reasons for celebrations. Now, drumroll, please. The fact that National Mango and Papaya Month are in June is music to my ears. Who knew I could have a whole month dedicated to these delicious, yummy-licious fruits? Oh, and that National Mango Day was on June 22nd, so totally ecstatic about this. You know, traditionally, they say an apple a day keeps a doctor away. Me thinks they should have instead tried a mango a day keeps the doctor away. Thanks goes to India, where it is said that mangoes were first cultivated. June also provides intentional joyous excuses for those who are meat lovers or for those of us who are of the non-meat lover persuasion. Apparently, June is all about fairness, for it is in the month of June that we celebrate the National Fresh Fruits and Vegetable Month, yum, and it is also in the month of June that National Steakhouse and National Turkey Lovers Month reside. To each their own. So go do you. People, there are so many other national month of this and national month of that, in addition to days especially dedicated to specific tastes or specific fruits or desserts or confectioneries or whatever it is that your mouth will delight in, whether it is National Pecan Sundays Day, or for all you catfish lovers out there, June 25th is National Catfish Day. I didn't even know that catfish have a national day. Did you? So, people, just go out there and get yourself some grub. Enjoy the summer. Whatever the day, whatever the occasion, the intent is the same. To take a minute out of the busyness of life and experience the joy of celebrating something, someone, or for some occasion or another, just being there and having fun. Did you know that it's actually a good excuse to have a valid excuse to smile? Or no excuse at all. Just let your heart smile. Here's to hoping you find your ray of joy today and beyond as you and I live and walk with victory in mind. That wraps it up for today's episode. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to spend with me today. Thank you for listening to Victory in Mind podcast. I do have a question for you. Have you taken a minute to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode to get your own personal motivation, activation, encouragement, and inspiration as you live and walk with victory in mind? If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and make sure you do that today. And while you're at it, if you loved today's episode, share it with a friend. I would really appreciate this, because as you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we can become discoverable to more listeners. You can go to our website, www.victoryinmind.com, for show notes, as well as links to download and subscribe. We're looking for people to live out their full created potential. Come join the tribe. Remember, you have a hope. You have a future.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, Victory in Mind. You can find this and other episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Podbean, Apple, or a host of other platforms. Or you can listen anytime at victoryinmind.com. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, as your ratings and reviews really help make the show discoverable to other listeners, so they too can receive the same motivation and encouragement towards living out their creative potential. So be encouraged. You have a future. You have a hope. Until next time, thanks for listening.